Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Trundlebed Tales, the podcast about Laura Ingalls Wilder, historic foodways, one-room schools, and other social history. This is Sarah Utoff, the host and creator of Trundlebed Tales. Find us around the web under Trundlebed Tales and on your favorite social media platform. If you listen or just have an account on iTunes, please leave positive feedback because it helps other people find the show. And this is episode 108, Family Trip to Walt Disney World 2019. And we're about ready to get going on that, but first, just a little housekeeping. And hold on a sec. There we go. And with that, I just wanted to give you an idea of what's ahead. Now, hopefully, sometime before the first of the year, I'll get another episode in, and I'm going to be doing my roundup for the year about what's been going on in Laura Ingalls Wilder fandom. And then sometime in early January, we'll be doing what's ahead for the next year. And it ended up being a pretty interesting year in Laura. And hopefully we'll have another great year next year. I have not done as well with episodes as I always hope I will. But as we're starting the new year, we're going to hope that that breaks. I've got a couple people lined up to speak. So if I get the questions done, we will get that out there. Now, I also have been continuing trying to post a new video once a week, every Friday. If I don't get it done Friday, I wait and do it Monday. And until classes start again at Kirkwood, I'm going to try and do two a week, which means I'm going to get one doing later, well, pretty much as soon as I get off of the podcast. I have been doing videos about my trip to Pepin, Wisconsin, and I am starting a new series of videos where we're actually going to be in a sort of nature spot that has something to do with Laura. And we're going to have at least a minute, and it's actually usually been a couple minutes of calm where we just listen to the wind and the waves and all that stuff. I'm really looking forward to those. I'm calling them Trundlebed Trails, and I just did one of those on Monday about the shore of Lake Pepin, and I'm going to be doing one this afternoon that is another historic podcast, or, you know, the trip. When I get done with the trip, I'm going to do an unboxing, and then we are going to start in Mansfield, Missouri. So I hope you will stick around for those. And if you want to be a part of the show, you can call in at 714-242-5253. That's 714-242-5253. Or toll free 1-877-633-9389. That's 1-877-633-9389. And you can also chat, and hopefully, I'm just double checking I actually opened the chat room. You can chat in questions as well if you want. So with that, let's get back to the show. Now this, Now this is kind of a different episode. It is different than any that I have done before, and we will see how it works. I was trying to get, what happened was we took a Walt Disney World vacation at the end of January into the beginning of February this last year. Since then, I have been trying to get everybody who is there to be able to sit down and do a discussion about the trip and what we liked and what we didn't. I finally got everybody but my sister-in-law, Jen, to agree to sit down and do it. And so this, but they didn't want to do it live. So what I've got is a recording of the trip and of them talking about the trip. And I thought, oh, I can go in and edit it. My system for editing it was not as good as I had hoped. And it may be I just didn't understand what was going on and I wanted to get it in here. But I don't know. But so this is going to be the unedited version of that recording. So hopefully it'll go okay. But it is my brother Robbie, my nephew Dash, my niece Ray, and my mom Susan are going to be the ones talking. And I kind of led the conversation. Now there's going to be some gaps, and there's going to be some times where it's a little hard to hear people. But because it took me so long to get everybody to a place where we could talk, that I'm just going to go with it. Now, there may be some times when I can jump in and say something, add to it, but I'm not entirely sure how this uploading is going to work. Mostly of what I've used my audio clips for have been sound effects. I've never done anything this long on it, so let's hope it works. So with that, let us dive in to our interview. Well, we're here for a new episode of Trundlebed Trails, and we're going to be talking with the family today about our Disney trip. And so we have, say your names.
Reagan.
And?
Rob.
And?
Drew.
And?
Susie.
Here today to talk about our Disney trip last year. And we really had a good time, but I wanted to have everybody's opinion. So the first thing I wanted to talk about was the resort we stayed at. We stayed on site, and it was at the Pop Century. What do you think of the Pop Century? Robbie?
I think it was okay. I liked Art of Animation a little bit better. We had a little bit bigger rooms, of course, but they were family suite. We only stayed in two bedroom rooms at Pop. So that, and unfortunately, there was a cheerleader group there, and the food was
the
not good.
The quinceañera group person.
All
right. I like the fact that they had terrible options with the food court. If you wanted decent food, you actually had to go eat at a restaurant.
Well, I would agree. I was very disappointed in the food court. I think the one at Art of Animation was much better, and I think that if I was to stay at Pop Century again, I'd walk over to the Art of Animation one rather than try and do the Pop Century one. What did you think, Dash?
It had a lot of stuff. It was nice.
What did you think of the pool?
It was cool.
What did you think of the laundry room area?
It was cool.
The lobby?
No, don't say anything about the laundry room. Then I have to think about the walk up there with Sarah that's not happy.
Well, you can say about that if you want to. Okay. Do you have any comment on the room, Mom?
Not on the room. She's talking about the food court.
It's not.
We still didn't quite get down the point system on
the meal plan.
Yeah.
Okay. So, We flew in the first day, and it was right before the polar vortex crashed, and so it ended up being a lot colder the first couple days we were there than we expected. And we hadn't
still
really...
Still warmer than here.
Yes, it was a lot warmer than here, but we really should have apparently had warmer coats, because we were kind of taking coats to rain, not cold, and it was cold. So the first thing after we got checked in, we went over to the Magic Kingdom, and we did a couple rides there, including Splash Mountain, which is Dad's favorite. What do you like best about Splash Mountain?
I think it's a neat ride. I like all the animatronics in it.
Know what I like best about it?
Sarah screaming
watching
going.
Sarah go, I'm going to die!
And not on the big waterfall, on the small one.
You're like, waiting for the big one. You know
every,
it's coming.
Every single drop, I had to sit next to her and she would go.
They can't see you.
I know, but she would grab my arm. Got annoying.
And somebody avoided taking that one.
That's not what's fun. Although, I still don't remember that.
Yeah, I sat in the front when we went on the last day.
I don't remember that extra dip, though. They had that extra... I thought there was, like, an extra dip in the middle.
Even tell
remember,
when
they
the, I couldn't
it.
Even tell when the actual drop was, because there
they
was
added
so many
other
of
stuff. They
it was the
it.
One where you were
I
rushing
there was
towards
in
the
there.
Giant briar patch with all the thorns picking up at you.
Yeah, I only knew it when it was, like, the first one.
They also changed where we loaded, too.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did. We never loaded up. I mean, we loaded outside, but not where there was an opening. It was dark when we loaded.
Okay.
I think we went in the night last time. Anyhow, that was like 5 years ago.
And then be dark.
And then we went on the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train.
Which again, Aunt Tara was sitting there screaming, going, I'm going to die! But she went out like six times.
Yep.
And Grandma went on it, and she was sorry.
She thought it was a good ride. I think not.
The
she wanted to go on it again and again.
The ride pictures are pretty entertaining in the one with Grandma.
Well, we should post the one of you on there as well, Sister Dear. Even when you were going on it by yourself because you wanted to do it again, you're going,
In 2015.
I wanted to see the figures, not because I wanted to go on the fast part. So, we ended up then... we were trying to get to, I think the next one was the Jungle Cruise that we went to. And that one was, I think, really fun, too. Except it seemed to me like they were going a lot faster than they did the last time we were there. It was like they were trying to really up their number of boats going through.
Well, yeah, but it's always got a long wait.
But it depends on who your guide is.
That's true.
The guide can make or break the ride.
That's true.
We had a good one, and we had a bad one.
That's true. A couple times we went on, there was a big difference in quality.
Mm-hmm.
One person was funny, the other one just kind of sat there and drove.
Tower of Terror was the best ride in Hollywood.
We haven't gotten to that yet. The Jungle Cruise, I mean, the sad part is, like, right now it's still a 75-minute wait. I mean, so they might be trying to speed things up.
You tell me people are standing in line an hour and 15 minutes to go on that thing?
Yeah, absolutely. Right there. That's the current wait time.
I see. Something about fast passes?
You only get so many.
And then we learned something. We learned a couple important things. We learned, first off, that when the train isn't going, that it doesn't matter if you aren't trying to get there for the fireworks. You still have to get through all the people who are there for the fireworks. So it took us longer than we thought to get back through the park.
Unfortunately.
And
we really missed the steam engines. They should have at least been running them partway or something.
Oh, they're working on them. While it's shut down. They said that they were working on the track and the machines both.
I still would have liked to have ridden on one of them somewhere.
Yeah, I really think they could have been going three quarters of the way around with one anyway.
Anyway,
the other thing we learned was that there was an express monorail.
And it is not a good idea to get on that one when you are trying to get to the contemporary.
Transportation system that they added. That wasn't there when we were there. It wasn't open.
Well, did you want to talk about the... Okay. Well, I think that really that gondola system is an improvement and would make staying in Pop Century better.
Monorail. Cheaped out. Monorail.
Yes, they said monorail would have been better, but I think that that might really make a difference in terms of getting places.
Cheaped out monorail.
I'm going to be scared of the height, though.
Probably.
I mean, they could even raise the price on some of the moderate resorts and low-end resorts if they had the monorail run by them. I'm sure, you know, certain ones, people would shell out more money if, oh, I can walk out and get on the rail? Heavens yes.
And
the bus?
Taxi got to be expensive.
Well, but the taxis did work nice, too.
Oh, yeah. It was great.
No, and the other thing we learned was about the dining, that if you miss your time, it isn't that big a deal as long as you make it over there, because we ended up being about, because we started late, and then we had to fight through the people, and then we got on the wrong monorail, we were like an hour and 15 minutes, I think, late for our Chef Mickey reservation, and they just worked us in, and they said that's how they... we'll do that, and we tried that for another reservation too, and they told us the same thing, so that is something good to know.
But it really worked out better, because people were, it sounds like they were at the end of their shift, but they were friendlier.
Yeah, I really think that was one of the late dining we had at Chef Mickey's that first day, I thought was one of the best experiences we've had there. Had a couple, we went there, what, twice now?
Yeah.
Yeah, the first one I don't think was near as nice. But.
And we got their autograph album so that the kids could get all the characters to sign them. And you guys liked that this time too, didn't you?
They did that last time too, though.
Oh, I know they did it last time, but did you still like it this time? Drew is nodding.
I guess so, yeah.
You got to meet Stitch. Come on, for crying out loud.
Yeah, he was.
So we did get over to that, and then we decided that because we didn't really have, there isn't a really good great way to get from resort to resort directly. So we ended up using taxis for that quite a bit. We personally believe in the taxi system rather than Uber or Lyft or something. So Mears is the taxi company down there. And the only time we really used Lyft was a couple times we used the minivan.
I wasn't super impressed. Well, I think your mom and I and you guys used Uber once.
Yeah.
But I don't really care for it.
So the taxis worked well, especially since there were six of us, and they had the nice...
Uber, or the full-size vans.
The full-size vans, which was really nice.
And they have booster seats in the back if you get little kids, and they got steps so you can get in them.
And somebody else takes your van.
Yeah, that happened one time. I was not happy about that.
Okay, so the next day, we tried to use the extra magic hours, but that really didn't work too well because we couldn't get people moving. And I think if we go back again, we are going to try and follow Shannon's advice, which is to go the place after the one that had magic hours that day.
Do magic in the morning, then go to the next park.
Yeah. So that was kind of unfortunate. But Susie was still dealing with her, was that knee or hip or what was it?
Knee.
Your hip, wasn't it? Or was it your knee?
Knee.
Yeah, it was one of them.
It was knee.
Yeah, I think maybe he's right.
I couldn't remember. I know. We had them both fairly close, so.
So she didn't end up going that day. And I went on Frozen and stopped and got my...
You forgot to say we went to Epcot then.
Oh, yeah, that was Epcot that day. And I stopped and got my rewards card card, because if you have a Disney reward, you have to get it transferred onto a rewards card before you can use it, which is kind of dumb, but there you go. And I really liked the Frozen ride, and it really kind of, it surprised me, because you went up at the beginning, and I really had kind of forgotten that. So when we got to the part where you suddenly went backwards and down, it was really kind of a surprise and kind of scary.
And it's still very popular. Right now it's 105-minute wait
for Frozen.
Mm-hmm.
And they went on Test Track. Did you enjoy that as well the second time, Dash?
Yeah.
I kind of missed the original layout, though.
I missed World of Motion. I liked that one.
It was still the same from when we went on.
No, they changed it from when I was in high school. They used to have it a little bit different.
I know, but when we went in 15, it was still the same.
Yeah. No, they haven't changed it since 15.
Yeah, they did. They changed it again.
So while you were doing that, I went on Frozen, and I went over and I got Reagan a cinnamon school bread thing. And what did you think of that, Reagan?
That was good.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. I'm sorry we didn't get to take you to more cinnamon things. I had a list of them, but it just did not happen.
Well, and they were doing so much construction at the time, and then they were doing the Festival of Arts. It didn't help. The Grand Caviar.
Yeah, we liked the street cup, yeah, but we didn't do it that day. All right, so what did you guys think of Frozen?
It was good.
I think it was a good ride.
Okay. Then, and when you went through the one line, you got to see the store where Anna buys her stuff at in the movie. And Sven, or not, now, what is his name? The merchant.
Oaken.
Oaken had a cool little thing there. And in the actual ride itself, I thought the Sven animatronics were just amazing.
They were pretty
good. Like him.
And then we had Olaf. I think we broke down the day we went through there. If I remember, it wasn't his eyes, like, doing weird mm-hmm. stuff.
I don't know. I can't say that I looked Olaf in the eyes very much.
Well, I kind of missed the actual glass eyeballs. The projector screen eyes are kind of neat in face, but it just doesn't look right. I missed the old school.
And then you guys had met some friends of Jen's over by the fountain. And our second fast pass was Living with the Land. And I was glad we got to do that. And I think that it's really a fun ride. I was sorry we didn't get to do the tour. What did you guys think? Did you like the boat ride, Rachel?
Yeah.
How about you, Drew?
It was a pretty good ride.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've done that ride almost every time I've gone.
20-minute wait right now, Robbie says. Okay. Well, do you think you guys might want to take the walking tour next time of Living with the Land?
No, I like the boats better. I don't want to walk. I have to walk enough from park to park every day, so I really don't want to walk more.
Okay. I was sorry that they had a pre-recorded track. I remember when we went through, when we were kids, they had a kind of boat driver, like the Jungle Cruise, who talked, and I think that was better.
Yeah, you had a little more interaction.
And then we went to Soarin', and it was like forever standing in line. My cell phone wouldn't work, though Robbie's did. It's a 50-minute wait right now. And I don't know. You just, standing in line, you were between these huge walls of cement, and I just didn't like the feeling of it at all. And then you got to the part where they loaded you on the ride thing, and you were, they just had like a regular lap belt, and I felt like I was going to fall out the whole time. I did not enjoy it, but I guess you guys liked that ride.
Good ride.
That's one where the lady fainted, wasn't it?
No, that was the Pandora.
Oh.
Although I did not necessarily care for when we went 5 years prior when we ate in the aquarium. I was disappointed with that one.
I think we all were.
underneath the aquarium in that whatever coral reef.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
I would not.
Food
wasn't necessarily that good in the aquarium. It was just a tank. There was no coral reef. There was nothing. There was hardly any fish. It was very.
What were we looking at that we saw an aquarium, and you said that's what we thought we would see when we went there.
It was the opening preview. We were watching that old Disney parade we'd recorded.
Yeah.
On the videotape, and they shed a preview of it, and it had a bunch of fish in it, which is why we expected a bunch of fish in it.
Yeah, it really was very pretty.
And it might have changed since we were there 5 years prior, but I know when we went, it was very disappointing.
Yeah. We checked that off ever going back.
Yeah.
And then I went back to the room and picked up Susie, and we came back and walked across the park, and we stopped at Club Cool, which was the Coca-Cola thing, which was kind of neat, but they've closed it down. I think they're going to open it again once they do the remodel in a different location, but it's closed
now. Which one?
The Club Cool with the different Cokes to try, and there's that Beverly that they always make a big fuss about.
No bear.
And I thought we were going to get Mom over... That was a different Coke thing. I thought we were going to get Mom over to the Germany building where we had supper.
Which, that was a good supper. It was very neat inside. It'd be kind of cool if they would have had a Germany right there, too. But.
Well, they tried. They built the show building. They just ran out of money.
Well, I know, but you'd think after 30 years...
You would think so.
That, you know...
They could have found the money somewhere.
Well, yeah. I mean, granted, they opened Animal Kingdom, but... You can't tell me that they don't know what each park revenue is.
So, anyway, so we rode, or we could not take the boats across the lagoon because they were closed down because they were doing some other stupid thing. So we had to walk around it and got there. And we had a great time, I think, at the German thing. And I think Drew liked to eat there too, didn't you? Nodding isn't audible.
Yes.
And, yeah, it was the Beer Garden restaurant. We had a little trouble figuring out where you checked in, but we got it worked out. And I was thinking they were serving you as, family style, just your group, but they had tables so you mixed people in. But it was pretty fun. I liked the band.
Yeah, whatever happened to that couple that sat with us?
I don't know. I hope they're doing well. Then we wanted to have dinner in Epcot so that we could go to Illumination, and it was kind of cold, so we went to American Adventure because we hadn't done that last time, and I really liked the show there. I thought that was a pretty good show.
I did too.
I especially liked Ben Franklin walking down the steps, but it was cold outside waiting for Illumination. This was when we really needed the coats.
Yeah, the Seven Seas Lagoon, it was kind of chilly.
We kind of tried to stand by one of the things of fire, and it was still kind of cool. And then we went out the international gate. Now they have the hang gliders there to get on the things, but we walked over to the beach club and took a taxi back. And having a taxi was really a good thing. Reagan, don't you think driving the taxis was a good thing?
Yes, I do. I liked it. Oh. The dude was nice.
The driver?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Grandma's knees were getting kind of tired. Susie's knees were kind of getting tired by the end there. That was a lot of walking. I think we walked, 11 miles that day? I looked up on my Fitbit.
It was quite a bit. And then the next day we went to the Bon Voyage breakfast, and I liked that because it had Eric and it had Flynn Rider, who are two of the princes, and I really liked the princes.
Dash got pancakes.
Yeah, and you used that in your 4-H thing, didn't you?
No, we didn't.
Yeah, you did.
You mentioned it in there.
Right at the end.
Okay.
And they had good meals, and Reagan, why don't you come over and say what you had for breakfast at the Bon Voyage meal?
I don't remember what I had.
Did you think it was good? Yeah, on that boardwalk place?
I don't remember what I had. I remember syrup, and that's about it.
Well, I thought it was good. What did you think, Mom?
Yeah, mine was very good.
What did I eat?
Well, I had the pancakes that had the little star on them and powdered sugar. I'm not sure what you had.
I don't remember what I had.
So that one, we went over and then took the bus they had there, which was a much smaller wait. I'll tell you, there was like nobody there to get on the bus. That was nice. And then we went over and had a couple more rides at the Magic Kingdom. And Mom and me did Haunted Mansion because that's Mom's favorite ride. She's thinking maybe it's falling to second. She really likes Winnie the Pooh. And then we went over and Robbie and me got some photo pass photos together. And then we went over to Saratoga Springs to do the tour for the DVC, and it was really worth it just to take the bus ride out. I mean, to get to see like the pet hotel and the tree houses they always talk about. I think the bus ride out was worth it alone on themselves. But then the bus driver was on there, not the guy actually driving, but the one who
there was one that was on his day off. We had a good conversation with him.
And it was really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And then after we did the actual tour of the DVC, where they had rooms set up like a set, and you walked through the rooms, it wasn't like you were getting to see actual rooms, which I think they used to do. And I was a little disappointed about that.
Yeah, that was disappointing. I was hoping it would be an actual real room instead of just a, you know, you walked in, it was a backdrop part of it.
Wow.
Yeah. And it was basically the same rooms as what everything else was, but.
Well, there were nicer stuff. I mean, the
well, yeah, I mean, it was,
counters and stuff were nicer.
But, I mean, it was the same layout. It didn't feel like you were going anywhere different, necessarily.
So, I was kind of disappointed about that, but it was... Oh, and that the 50 years doesn't start from when you buy. It starts from when the DVC club opens, so they all expire at the same time. That was kind of important.
Yeah, we found that to be a disappointing fact, too, because, of course, then that means every year you buy after the points have been, or after the, you know, you bought in, it's, you know, you could end with a 40-year lease instead of a 50-year, from at least the way they were explaining it when
yeah.
we were there.
And then we went over and met him at Disney Springs. And I was glad we got over to Disney Springs this time.
Yeah, I think it'd been nice to actually go back one more time for a little while. There was a couple places that had been nice to see yet.
No bear.
Nice. Yeah. We went to that one restaurant there. That space restaurant.
Hollywood.
Disney Springs.
We went to Hollywood Studios.
Was we went to that Coca-Cola shop that night, too.
Yeah, that was the one night. We went to
yeah,
the...
Yeah, we only went one night, so...
We went to the...
Hollywood.
Planet Hollywood, that's right. And I thought we had really good help. You know, the waitress we had was just amazing, especially because we had a spill early on. But I don't think I'd go back.
I didn't think food was bad. Just...
Say again?
What? My milkshake was good. They have really good strawberry milkshakes, okay?
Would you go back?
For the milkshakes, yeah.
How about you, Drew? Would you go back?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't really like the atmosphere too much, but I was glad to see it, but I didn't think it was quite as cool as they described it.
It's terrible noisy.
It was a little noisy. It was more if you wanted to go shopping. But there was a couple other things there that had been nice to see. That's apparently where, like, the balloon, if you want to do the hot air balloon ride, and it's where they have the aqua cars, which I think had been kind of neat to do an aqua car ride, but money and time.
Well, and it was so spread out. I did not realize, even looking at the map, how far it was from one end of Disney Springs to the other. It was really a big space.
Yeah, I mean, looking on Disney, the Disney app does not really give you a true feel for the length of it, because we only went about halfway. We didn't even cover the whole thing, because Planet Hollywood's in the middle, and we were all the way, we went all to the pretty much northeast side. We didn't even get over to the south side.
And after we finished eating, we went to the Coca-Cola place, which was supposedly an old Coca-Cola bottling plant, but they fixed it out when they did it at Disney Springs, which we enjoyed that. But they have the Coke Bear, except I was watching the time to make sure we'd get over there before he closed down, and then when we got there, there was a sign that said they closed 2 hours early. I was pretty disgusted.
Yeah, we were not happy about that one.
How about you, Reagan? Were you sorry not to see the bear?
Yeah.
Was there anything cool you liked in the Coke store?
I like the magnet. It's so cool.
How about you, Drew?
It was cool. I liked the Coke store itself.
And then you guys got to poke around some more, and I took Mom back, and Drew came back with us, too.
Yeah, we went down to the Harley store, and we went down to, there was a Disney store down on the north end, and that actually is a pretty nice Disney store. The staff there was really nice, trying to help find things. But again, there was actually quite a bit of stuff that it had been neat to see that was still floating around down there. Sadly enough, I think a person could probably spend a day not even shopping, just looking at the stuff down in Disney Springs.
I really think so, too, but I'm glad we got there at least some, and I really would have liked to have done the photo pass. Photographers there, they have in a studio, but I'm sorry we didn't. And we had quite a thing getting the bus, and this time, I didn't realize that last time we were there, but one thing is, I thought the buses were just kind of in a random order. But no, the more high-priced your hotel is, the closer the bus is to the beginning of the line, which I think is pretty disgusting.
Yeah, so hence we were on the economical side this time. We were a healthy jaunt away.
And I didn't like getting on the buses for the Disney Springs because they were so, I mean, it was such a big, empty parking lot type thing, and I didn't enjoy it.
Well, and again, going back when the cheerleaders from South America were there, they were coming in packs and literally filling up entire buses.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was, you know, they come running over and they let everybody else cut in line, so you'd be in line and, you know, we had to wait for three buses. They actually brought in a secondary bus because they were closing Disney Springs when we were leaving. Just because there were so many kids, and the cheerleaders were screaming, they were, you know, they're supposed to have chaperones keeping them in control. They were horrible. Absolutely horrible on the bus ride.
And from what we've heard talking to other people, that's pretty common.
But it definitely would put me off going back if I knew they were coming. I wouldn't go back, honestly, during their time. So, I mean, we spent good money for our vacation, and they just kind of ruined part of it.
Well, the next day I was doing the Magic Kingdom tour, and I did Marceline to Magic, and I debated doing that one or doing Keys to the Kingdom, which has a thing where you go in the Utilidors, but I did the Marceline one, and I really enjoyed it. I would like, I had thought there'd be more on the Marceline end than there was, and I really would like to go back and hear another tour guide and what they said, and I enjoyed it. Other thing that I found out was that you couldn't schedule the minivans ahead, and that they were rather, they're really, first thing in the morning is not a great time to try and get a minivan. They canceled me out twice because it had been so long waiting, and I had to request it again before I finally got one. But it really did not take any time to get to the Magic Kingdom at all. So I guess if you take a minivan to the Magic Kingdom, you're like, boom, there.
I wish they would have actually had minivans as opposed to the traverses. I don't like traverses. I don't think they're as comfortable.
Well, that's true. But it was nice. And so we got to go on that tour. I got to go behind the scenes and down and see the mannequin that they use in the ghost scene in the ballroom, which is my favorite scene in all of Haunted Mansion. Which, despite the fact we were on it when it closed three times now, never once did we stop in the mansion. I mean, in the ballroom.
Yeah, normally it's always, we're either in the lead-in part or you're in the graveyard. A lot of times it's the graveyard.
Oh, seems like that goes down from the ballroom down.
Yeah, that's kind of the graveyard area.
And then we went to Carousel of Progress. She had us put our cell phone lights up and use them to light up the stage to see that they kept the animatronics moving even when the lights are out, so nobody should be able to see them, but they still are programmed to go. They aren't programmed to stop and wait until they start again, which was cool. And then I went back and picked up Mom, and the rest of them had gone to the Animal Kingdom. So what did you guys think of the Animal Kingdom?
It's probably my favorite park. I like it because I love animals. I like the safari and the
Pandora ride. It's a long way over there, though. And unfortunately, the buses aren't necessarily... The parking lot's not really... I mean, it drops you out and you're kind of a ways away. And, you know, it's a hoof if you're running late. Get to the different things. I know that Reagan and Drew, you and Susie really like Pandora. Well, kind of like Pandora.
It
was not one of my favorites. I really don't care for 3D rides, but
I do.
I'm the opposite. I like a spinny roller coaster over a 3D ride.
So.
And we ate lunch there.
Where'd you eat?
We ate in canteen. And Reagan got those pods. You remember those kind of dough pods you ate?
Those were good. I got chicken strips.
Oh, that's right. You got the pods.
No, I didn't. I got chicken strips.
No,
well, whatever. One of you got them.
I don't even know what pods are.
They were those white doughs.
They were good.
Dough balls. With meat in them.
So then Mom and me, I had gotten a reservation for tea at tea there at the Grand Floridian. And after that, we spent the afternoon sitting in the lobby of the Grand Floridian, which was really great, and listening to the guy play the piano and watching the Cinderella and Prince Charming come down to dance at 3 and lead the people on a march around the lobby. It was really great. And then we met up for the evening meal at 1900 Park Fair, and I really liked Park Fair. I liked it for breakfast, and I liked it for supper. We did breakfast last trip, and this one we had the supper. What did you think, Robbie?
I thought the supper is pretty good. I mean, like always, though, it's kind of a cluster when you first start to go get into them on those reserved character meals.
Strawberry soup is delicious. I was glad they had it for the dinner. I did not know they did. And there's the Cinderella and Prince Charming. Both stepsisters and Lady Tremaine came around. So that was
one
really
more
fun.
Too, I thought.
Well, there were two stepsisters.
No, there was more than that.
Well, who else do you think was there?
I don't remember. Oh, there was someone else there.
And then we took the Mears taxi back. Oh, and I should say one thing we did is we walked over to the store, and at the DVC, especially deluxe places, there is more food in their little food stores. So if you are staying at a hotel, or, you know, you have a refrigerator, go shopping in the deluxe place, and then you can bring it back to the room. And then the next day was the planned Animal Kingdom Day, And so we had the fast passes for the Pandora ride, and I'd hoped we'd get to go on the boat ride too, but we didn't. The Flight of Passage was the one we went on. And Mom did not have to close her eyes even when they jumped off the cliff.
Spoiler alert.
Well, I think they know there's a cliff. If they haven't, they haven't looked into it very much. But it was a long wait, even for the fast passes, I thought. And as Mom said earlier, there was a lady who fainted at the beginning of the line, a little bit ahead of us, which was bad. And how much is the Flight of Passage?
160-minute wait.
160-minute wait, which it was not worth that, but it was a good trip. And we headed over to our next ride, which was the Safari, and they put it in a truck like the ones on MASH, and drove around the loop and saw different animals. It's an 80-minute wait right now. That was one of the things that was really kind of, people were really make a big deal about the Safari, and I think it's one of Jen's favorite rides, but I really was not overly impressed.
I like I missed the Rafiki. They didn't have the Rafiki thing open because it was an excuse to ride another steam locomotive, and it was kind of neat where they had the rehabilitation center. You know, when we went, when Jen and I were on our honeymoon, we went out to that 10 years ago.
And then Mom and me went over to Dinosaur, and I was really kind of disappointed in it. I really thought there'd be more kind of surprise with the dinosaurs, and Mom was afraid she was going to fall out every second. So she did not enjoy it. And it was sure bumpy.
Yeah, we don't know that.
And there was a couple of, Dinosaur's a 25-minute wait. But I don't think I would go on it again. I just don't think it's worth waiting for. Then I wanted to get some pictures with different fast pass things. Special elements the photo pass people have. And to meet a couple of the characters. So we went over to, Dino Land, and I got to meet Launchpad McQuack and Scrooge McDuck, which were both awesome. I didn't get to do any of the special photo pass things. The one that they had was not on my list of ones I wanted to do, but Mom and me were terrified as we had the hyenas from the Lion King around us. That was the one they had available.
Yeah, our whole photo pass thing wasn't as good this time, I didn't think. It was harder to find them.
Yeah, I think they had tried to scale back. I think they were trying to set up for their failed attempt for the automatic photo passes, where they had just boxes.
Oh, really?
Because they rolled out this summer where they had boxes that you go up and there was supposed to be an attendant there, but it didn't have to be a photo person to kind of get you in the general spot, and then that way you get pictures taken and they go off your wristband. But they, to my understanding from some of the other podcasts I've listened to, they were not met with admiration. So they've started to bring back more of the photographers again.
So after that, I took Mom back to the hotel and we did laundry. And then they came over and we went for our Fantastic package at Hollywood Studios. And I was very glad we went that night because Mom got to see Edna Mode, who was the character they just started to meet a couple weeks before we went, and that was Mom's big want of the trip, was to get to see Edna Mode, and she got to. She says they're like this. We also wanted to go to the Hollywood Derby restaurant, and we did as part of the Fantastic package.
That was a bust.
But I was disappointed in it. I
got my lighted ice cubes. I like them.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah.
Now you got one. I got one.
Well, they were still cool. I was disappointed in their grapefruit cake. I just was really kind of expecting more out of it.
It wasn't. The waiter was nice, I think. But it was kind of a more, I guess, a upscale place for people. It was kind of snooty. I don't know. I just...
Yeah, it was... I mean, it was meant to be a high-class restaurant, but I just was not impressed.
And then we went out and walked around the Incredibles land a little bit and then headed over to Fantasmic. And I think Fantasmic was the best show we saw. I really loved Fantasmic. I would go back to see that again anytime.
They closed. I thought they got rid of that one now.
No, not Fantasmic. But
you're right, I'm sorry.
I think it is worth the package, though, of having a place reserved to sit, even though it rained on us and somebody put their poncho on upside down, so it didn't really work. But I really enjoyed the show. Did you enjoy that one, Mom?
Yeah, it was all right, sitting in the rain, freezing to death.
What about the Cars thing that they have there? That's by Tower of Terror and Rock and Roll Roller Coaster.
I don't think it had opened yet, had it?
No.
It has now, and it sounds like it's pretty cool. And then the third was Super Bowl Sunday, which we did not realize. But there were a lot of people around because of that. And she didn't want to go back to Hollywood Studios, so we went over... And I did the Swirling Saucers, and they did the Slinky Dog Dash, and, oh, we did the Star Wars Land the night before to get our pictures taken. That was nice. And then afterwards, we got some pictures taken, and I did not feel good. I think it might have been that cookie I ate, but it was terrible. I felt lousy.
Sure, blame it on the cookie.
Well, it might have been something else, but I did not feel well.
Of course, then they opened this after we were there.
The Lightning McQueen Racing Academy. That's what he was talking about. And so I threw up. And then we got back to the hotel, and we threw up again. And I missed going to Snow White's meal, which that was the one night we could fit in that they had an opening. And... it was just very
disappointing. I tried to get them in schedule for you.
I know you did. That was real nice.
Yes,
and they
was.
Were going to do it.
Yeah.
They were going to do it.
Yeah, but there was some other conflict.
No, you guys didn't want to go. You guys decided not to go.
Yeah. She still wasn't feeling good.
Well, and then the next day we went over and we had our Be Our Guest reservation. And we had trouble with that, and I couldn't hear what the cast member said. And I usually, if that happens, I have the assume what was true last time was still true, which was not true at all. So we ended up sitting there longer than we would have had to.
Much longer.
And then I went over to the Haunted Mansion and rode that. And we had gotten three passes. Each of us got three passes anywhere, anytime, except the headliners. So I used my three, and I did the Little Mermaid ride and Winnie the Pooh, which I enjoyed both of those. And then we left, and we came back for the dessert party with the terrace view. And I really liked the dessert party for the fireworks. What would you say, Reagan?
Yum, yum, yum!
Although I'd have to say, I think Be Our Guest wasn't as good this time when we were there either as it was when we went the first time.
Yeah, I was kind of disappointed in it. But I would definitely do the dessert party for the fireworks again.
Yeah, except for you ate way too many desserts. Oh.
The disassembled cheesecake was good, Sarah bought.
That was at Epcot.
Oh, they had really good desserts. I was amazed this one didn't, Drew didn't throw up as much crap as he ate that night.
The one lady remembered me from going to get an ice cream, too. Remember that?
Yeah, I know. She's like, is that your son? Yeah, he's over there. Is he laying on the ground throwing up yet? No.
So the next day was supposed to be a second Epcot day if you guys didn't go to Hollywood Studios, but that didn't happen. Jen took Reagan over to the Animal Kingdom, and they were there all day. And Robbie and Drew went to Hollywood Studios and kept saying they were going to come back to Epcot and really didn't for a long, 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 long time. So after I did some stuff in Epcot, and then they finally did come back, and I'd gone on the Mexico ride once they wanted to go on it, and I went again. Then we walked around the showcase, and I just missed Snow White in Germany. I got to see her, but I did not get to take a picture. And we tried to get all the photo pass photographers we could that day.
We got a lot of them that day.
We never got to get Mexico down with us, though.
No, we stood in line a long time waiting for that one.
Mm-hmm. I was upset about that.
So then I got deconstructed cheesecake, and I wasn't sure if it was on like a real plate or a cardboard plate, and it was a cardboard plate, but it was a real high quality one, and they gave me a second one for a lid so I could bring it back to Mom, and we ate that, and then we swam in the pool. Oh, how did you guys like swimming in the pool?
I liked the pool. The bowling pin pool was the best.
Mm-hmm. That's the only pool we went to.
This trip.
I know, but it was the best.
Compared to the cars one, what did you think of it last, the time we went before?
I like the bowling pin one better.
It had character. I mean,
there wasn't many people in it either, which
yeah,
which was kind of nice.
Cars one, we had the whole pool to ourselves in one night.
Yeah, and I could sit in my little cozy cone.
That was cool.
So our plan was to order pizza and have it delivered, but instead Robbie went over to the food court and bought pizza and brought it back. And then after we'd eaten that and we're starting to pack up, Jen said the ride lines were really low over at Animal Kingdom.
It was
so
Epcot.
Epcot.
Oh,
Epcot.
Was it Epcot?
Yeah.
Epcot. So they went over to Epcot and were
for
there
Magic Hours.
For quite a while.
For Magic Hours.
And then on Wednesday the 6th, we got up and finished packing, and we did the airline check-in. Everyone needs to go with the baggage. You can't just have one person go, and you need your IDs and stuff like you would to check in at the airport.
But it is so nice to be able to drop your bag and then not have to deal with stuff.
Yeah.
And we checked our luggage because we had a late flight. So, and they had a bag check, so you could actually check your carry-on luggage there at the resort, which was nice.
And we missed some of our fast passes again that next morning because it was slow getting people started. And then on the way out of the park, we stopped at the castle and got some pictures, which one of which was in our Christmas card this year.
Yep.
And then we headed back to the Pop Century. Oh, and we got a late checkout, which apparently doesn't happen very much. And Mom got to stay in the room longer because she was in the room a lot because she felt tired out.
And was feeling kind of sick.
So I'm sorry about that, but it was a good thing she got to stay late. And then we met Mom and got all packed up and went to the airport.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a really good time with you on the Disney trip. I hope you guys did, too.
Well,
I'm going to go back. Dad, can we go back?
No.
Unfortunately, though, we had a bad...
Our
second leg of the flight back wasn't too good, though.
We
got to finish my movie.
You did get to finish your movie. But it wasn't a good deal because we ended up getting delayed at the airport for, what, 5 hours?
Mm-hmm.
4 hours?
Yeah.
And the airport personnel weren't very...
Yeah, it was the first time I can honestly say I was disappointed in Atlanta.
But on the way there, you met someone that you knew.
Yeah, in Cedar Rapids. That's true.
But normally we like going through Atlanta because everything goes pretty smooth and staff's normally pretty friendly. And granted, some that was friendly, but the one that was our checker person for Delta flight was not.
Well, I got delayed going in at night the last time, too, in Atlanta.
But normally, the other times we've flown through Atlanta, we normally have pretty good luck. It just, that one was just ridiculous to be delayed as late as we were. And then never given any updates.
Yeah. Okay, well, did anybody have anything else they'd want to say about something they think people ought to do if they go again, or that
well,
you'd
I
like
do,
to go next?
I do think they should go, if nothing else, check out the Wilderness Lodge, the lobby of it. It is
cool.
It is amazing. I mean, even if you aren't staying there, it is cool.
There.
Food wasn't too good at the Snow White, but
they had some weird food.
Unfortunately, you couldn't pick off the menu, but the lobby was just amazing.
I had a drink that changed color, though. That was cool.
Yeah.
What do you mean you couldn't pick off the menu?
There was no menu.
It's a set menu.
They have a set menu. They bring you out some cold soup stuff that's some sort of gourd soup, and it just...
have a menu.
Yeah.
They have a menu to pick from.
It was pretty fixed. There wasn't a lot. So, it was not, the food wasn't necessarily good, but the characters were pretty good. And
the lady that played the evil queen was really good at it.
Yeah, she was pretty scary.
Alright, how about you, Robbie? Is there anything particularly you'd want to do next time you go, or something you'd tell people they had to do?
He just said it!
Said the Wilderness Lodge. I was asking if there was anything else. I'm going to go around and ask everybody.
Well, I'll definitely eat Chef Mickey's, and hopefully they get a good one like we had that late one. That was one of the most fun meals I think we had there out of all the times we've gone. Let's see. Hopefully the trains are running again. Because the train tour, we did that the first time we went. That was pretty good, too.
Well, it just helps flow in the park so much if you can go around the mass of people in the center.
Well, especially if you're tired and don't want to walk for a bit, it helps a lot. And let's see, what else? Hopefully Epcot's actually done being constructed. We went two times in the last 5 years, and both times Epcot's been under construction. Kind of made Epcot more of a pain because you can't walk anywhere because there's all these boards and stuff blocking stuff, and ropes tying off areas.
Well, I hope as they're redoing it, they get some more straight paths, because they were all curved. And
there was no direct route to get anywhere in Epcot. There never has been. Let's see. Hollywood Studios would be kind of fun to go back to see the rest of the stuff around there. Animal Kingdom, they're talking about adding a couple more rides over there, I thought, and like a late night show. We never did see the light show over there. They did a night. They're doing a nighttime light show now.
Yeah.
Without fireworks, but it's supposed to still be pretty impressive.
Didn't we do the rider line on the test track?
Yeah, you and I did.
That was good.
Mom and I did
really
when we
short.
Went to Epcot. That night.
That was really short.
And then, let's see. And then we had Drew's favorite part was at Hollywood Studios, though. It pays to be polite to staff once in a while. We told them thank you for the good ride, and we actually got bumped at the beginner of the next ride, and we got to ride again back to back without having to actually go through the whole queue again, which was pretty cool. It was downright awesome. We got to see some of the back working corridors as you got led from the back of the ride to the front of the ride. That was pretty neat.
Robbie has all sorts of things like that. Last time he lost his wallet.
That was in high school. That was 20 years ago.
He got to go behind.
That was when they still had 20,000 leagues under the sea.
You ever find it? In there or
not? No, that got turned into Lost and Found. But didn't show up until like the day, right when we were leaving at the end of the day.
So you went every day to Lost and Found?
We were only there one day.
That we handled it. Okay, Dash, what would you like to do if you were going to go back? Or do you think somebody else ought to do?
Hollywood Studios, for sure. One of the big ones I want to go to.
What about Toy Story Land since that was new when we went. What did you guys think of that Slinky ride and stuff?
It was slow, but I liked it.
Slow? It gets almost as fast as Test Track, I think. I think Grandma's done.
You don't have anything you want to recommend? Susan says no. How about Reagan? Do you have something?
I like the Pandora ride, the ride of the Flight of Passage thingy. And I like the Animal Safari. And that's kind of really my favorite.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for being in the episode. I really appreciate it. And I hope that we get to go on a trip again sometime. Yay!
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 Okay.
Yeah,
say it. Yay. Okay, there we go. Thank you. And
bye-bye!
Bye-bye!
Well, that's the end of our recording. And again, I want to apologize that Jen wasn't in it, but I was just, you know, it's been this many months and I got that many people agreed to do it. So I just went ahead and did it. And we actually have a caller from area code 256. And area code 256, you're online.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me? Okay.
Yes.
There's a bit of lag here. So, you were talking about Animal Kingdom.
Yes.
Hello? Yeah. I live in Alabama, and I go to Disney World. I've been a few times. I don't go anymore. But I was there in 97. And in 97, they had an exhibit about horses, which I found magnificent. It was very, very well done, and I highly recommend it. Did you have any problems there when you were there? Did you ever have, like, a rowdy tourists or anything like that?
Well, probably as far as other tourists, we did have one of the groups from Brazil, which if I was a parent in Brazil, I would never, ever send my kids on one of those tours because they were incredibly poorly chaperoned and they were loud and they got in the way quite frequently. So in terms of other tourists, they were a problem on a couple of times, but that was about it. It was, for the most part, everybody was there to have fun, and it seemed to work out. And
they
even with them, we got around them fine.
Okay. Well, when I went, there was a tourist who I think had, you know, too much to drink or something, and he actually was touching a horse and inappropriately, and it was very disturbing to my entire family, and I would not recommend that to anyone.
Well, you do run into that, unfortunately, and they now sell alcohol in all the parks, so I think you're probably more prone to see that than you used to. And it looks like we lost our call, which is good because we are have been talking for quite a while here, and I didn't really mean to talk all this long, but I was glad we got everybody together, and I think I may do one more follow-up on Disney, just sort of on what we learned, but I wanted to get everybody's opinion in so you could hear how the trip was, and I really think for a pre-recorded show, it worked out pretty well. I hope you enjoy it, and that you will come back again for another episode of Trundle Bed Tales. And until then, I hope you will brighten the corner where you are. Thank you.